Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome aboard. You're in a place where I'm going to tell you, profess and brag and boast, where there's always smooth sailing here. Yes, indeed. No controversy, no conflict, no competition, no chaos or crisis, no sensationalism and stuff like that. That's right. And you know why? It's because I believe we are all wanting to get to the same place, to the other shore, a place where we can exist in quietness and peace and prosperity in our own big or little established places. Places where we can be our best and do good. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I believe that. But perhaps to you that sounds like a too distant shore. Well, I'm not sure that it has to be. It's within reach. It's a deep reach within ourselves very often, but it's still within reach. We just have to know how to navigate these waters. Well, my guest today is an expert at that. She's a powerful coach and a best-selling author, inspiring people toward growth and change in business and in their personal lives. You know, she says it's time for us to wake up to our own individual power and greatness, and I certainly agree with that. She is Dr. Stephanie Hampton Cradle, and she is in the Foxology Spotlight today, and she's going to tell us some really good stuff. Welcome, Dr. Stephanie.
Oh, Silver, thank you so much for having me on the show today. Did you just hear me take a deep breath and just exhale as you were doing your intro? I felt like, oh, my God, what an awesome place and atmosphere to be. I think you just said it all. And if we could just find that special place that you just described, man, I just know that that's optimal growth and development for all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why I enjoy so much what you're doing with your professional life. I just think it's phenomenal, and I'm excited to have people hear all that you have to say. You're doing great things, great and important things.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you know what I'd like to do? I have my intro, but I'm going to ask you if you would go ahead and share with people about you and about your company and how you got into the people building business.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Silver. I came into this out of need, and I think that's what I want people to understand most is if people tell you that they're a coach or they're going to develop, you want to ask them, are they familiar with that development process? So for me, I was at a time in my life when I needed to grow and I needed to develop. I was recently divorced, and before that time frame, I really hadn't reached what I felt was my full potential. And after that, I just was blessed to be a part of an organization and a part of a process. I really think it was a framework, which is something that I highly recommend to people that they get. I was in this framework that was strategically and intentionally, purposefully made for my development. And after that, I saw what I felt was exponential growth. You know, when you get to a point where you can't even describe how you got from point A to point B. That's what I was able to do. So after this developmental process, I went from, you know, having not completed my college degree, I had an associate's degree, to having a PhD. I went from you know, having a low-level government job to being at the top of my federal career. And I did that not based solely on my own kind of effort, but I did that because I was in a strategic kind of intentional relationship with other people. And from that experience, I just found that, you know, once you, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, when you are converted, strengthen your brother or your sister. I think that's what I owe people now, is I owe them the framework that helped me, because I know that I was blessed to have someone map out the way for me, and all I had to do was follow the process. And it was going to be, it spelled success for me. And I decided after that time that I was going to make that happen for as many people as wanted it, as many people who desired and who really believed that there was something more. Have you ever experienced that you look around and you think, there has got to be something more than this? Those are the kind
of
people that I really want to support. And then I'm really all committed to the person that says, there ain't nothing else that can happen for me. Oh, I love making that person eat those words.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this, and then I want to ask you another question. I know exactly what you're talking about, and the thing about development, and anybody who really took it to heart and applied it to their life knows this, it really does work. It is absolutely, unquestionably life-changing in every way, and that's why I love this work so much, and I know what it does for people, and people who are listening may have that sort of resistance to it because it almost sounds unbelievable, but it's a real thing, and it's a real thing that can happen. Like I said in the intro, it might be a deep reach within, but boy, I tell you, you won't deny the impact of it in your life if you give it your best shot, that's for sure. So that led you into this work, and you are impacting people. Tell us about your company.
So I founded Chrysalis Enterprises, and it's a company that is based on the foundational belief that everyone has the seeds of greatness on the inside. Our job is to help them find that and mine that out. I came across this concept because I love butterflies. I love to see them. They just make me happy. And one day, you know, I'm always asking God these crazy kind of questions. And so I said, I wonder what happens, God, in that chrysalis when the butterfly goes in. And I just thought, you know, let me look it up on the internet, and I did. And what I found was just mind blowing. It was mindset shifting. So the caterpillar, when it senses, okay, that there is time, it's time to change, it's time to transform, it begins to eat and eat and eat and eat until it is fully engorged. And once it becomes fully engorged with everything that it's consumed, it wraps a cocoon around itself and finds a safe place to transform. So that's critical. What you're doing, Silver, with, you know, these podcasts where you're sharing information with people and you're not, you know, you're not hesitant to give out the information that you've learned, that you've, you know, believed and have known to have worked for you and others, you're sharing that. And so your listeners, they're eating and eating and eating. And some of them have sensed that it's time to grow. They have to find a safe place, like the place you described, to go deeper. And so that caterpillar does that. It finds a safe place. And what happens inside that cocoon is not, you know, necessarily a easy process. I cringed when I found out that the caterpillar inside that cocoon actually throws up everything it's literally consumed by its own digestive juices. That cannot be a pleasant process. But the end of that process is that it emerges from that place with a different mindset and a different posture and a different purpose. when it emerges, it doesn't have to crawl on the ground anymore. It can fly. You know, it can, when it comes out of that process, it no longer has to just, you know, crawl around and consume everything. It becomes one of the most important pollinators in the world. It floats from, you know, from plant to plant, from flower to flower, cross-pollinating and sharing with others what it has gained from its transformative process. So I named this company Chrysalis because I believe that just like that caterpillar, there are so many people who need to enter the cocoon of transformation, and that it has to be a safe place where someone is willing to impart and someone is willing to protect and give them everything that they need to be able to grow. And that's what we do at Chrysalis. We train, we develop, we coach, we mentor. And we do it from the aspect or the concept that people have what it takes to grow, that we're not there, you know, like some coaches do, you need me. No, all you need me to do is help you mine what's in you. And we do that mm-hmm. with a strategical and intentional process. So we use a five-point approach. We ask that you think differently, that you be willing to move intentionally, that you expect to grow purposefully, that you are willing to work inclusively so that you can impact significantly. So that's who we are mm-hmm. as Chrysalis Enterprises.
Mhm, mhm. I love that, and both you and I are big fans of butterflies. I love it because it's just, I think God made butterflies just so we could tell stories like that and give out that information to help people truly understand the concept of being transformed and what a difference it does produce. You know, I would like for you to tell us the kind of work that you're doing. Why would you say right now in this day and time it's more important than ever?
Well, I believe that there are a lot of influences in our world today. And I don't, you know, I know that some of those influences are not positive influences. We have to combat today a mindset of pessimism. We have to combat aspects of exclusion where people are building fences, you know, rather than building bridges. And because of that, we need to have that influence that is based on sound leveraging of relationships so that we can grow. Because if you spend your time listening to others, if you spend your time, you know, consuming what you see on the internet, that may not all be great. If you spend your time with believing all of the rhetoric and the, you know, that you're hearing out of media, it can be so easy just to say, you know what, this is just too hard. Let me just settle in and be satisfied with where I am. And because of that, I believe we need to be able to do something different. I think we talked about, you know, thinking differently. Mindset is everything. And yeah. The mindsets that I see happening right now are detrimental to success. You just can't get there if you continue to listen to the negative. Especially, I mean, I coach women a lot, and we have to deal with the imposter syndrome. We have to deal mm-hmm. with, you know, gender bias. We have to deal with our own, you know, self-limiting ideas. And we right. need to be able to connect with others who will come along beside us to help us. So that's why I believe now more than ever you need someone on your team. You need a coach. You need a crew. You need a squad that can help you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to ask you this. It's in the same vein as what you're talking about, because I heard a minister say last night that we're really kind of in a critical condition when it comes to thinking at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, and he meant societally and in the world, and I tend to agree. I think that many of us have been so impacted by the internet and its
ability to give us, you know, lightning speed information. I mean, I can sit in my living room and ask my Google all kinds of questions, and before I can hardly get the question out of my mouth, she's already telling me a whole page or two from an encyclopedia. It's just amazing. But what happens, I think, is that we lose, and you can share what you think, we're losing the ability to really great processors in our thinking, which is really required in life. You know, when we're answering issues in life, we can't just ask it to produce for us what we want as a result and it's going to happen. We have to, you know, have training and understanding and wisdom strategies like you're talking about that help us get through to the great majority of things that are required for us to live out lives healthy and wholesomely. So I'd like for you to speak to that. And maybe you already have said it, but I'd like for you to express what you feel about that whole way we're being persuaded to not be great thinkers or even good thinkers in much of the course of life.
I totally agree with you, Silver. I believe critical thinking skills are more needed more than ever. And that means you have to be willing to ask yourself these questions. You have to be able to ask if what you've been told, if what you are hearing is absolutely correct or right. And that means you have to be open-minded enough to accept, I think I'm right, what if I'm wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I use that a lot as I'm, you know, people are sending me things over the internet, and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, that is the absolute furthest thing from the truth. And why would you not check it? Why would you not hold people accountable who are feeding you information? I don't think we need to eat all kinds of stuff and just swallow it whole, hook, line, and sinker. But you need to ask people questions, and then you need to dig for yourself. And you need to surround yourself with people who you know, like, and respect that you can vet some things by. And we don't necessarily do that. That's why I've created this mastermind called the Z Circle. And Z stands for the Daughters of Zelophehad. It's a group of women in the Bible who approached Moses to say, hey, we've been thinking about some stuff. And in that thinking, we recognize that we have to think differently than what people have been thinking in the past. There are laws that restrict us. There are mindsets that keep us from our destiny. And we've just decided to think together, collectively, about what that means for us as individuals and what that means for us as a group of people. And they were able to, because of their thought process, because of their connectedness, because of their willingness to take a hard look at themselves, they were able to change the whole culture and laws for themselves. And what I believe is most important for us is the legacy that would follow them. And so, just to make a long story short, before their approach to leadership, women could not inherit property. And so their father didn't have any sons, so that legally kept them from inheriting any land. They approached Moses with a fresh mind, a fresh perspective that caused Moses to have to go to God and ask. And God said, they're right. And so because they're right, I want you to give them their inheritance, but not just for them, but every daughter after them. If their father dies without having sons, they inherit. That's what I believe women need to do. I believe that's what our society needs to do, is that we need to come together and start looking at some of the stuff that's out here, the things that we may have even accepted for ourselves. Silver, I'm doing that right now in my own life. I'm asking myself, why do you think that? Why do you believe that? Are you willing to have your belief challenged? And so a lot of my clients are people of faith. And I tell them all the time, you're telling me that you have faith. Well, to me, faith says I'm willing to have what I believe questioned. And if I believe it, I'm not averse to having you ask me about it. So all this stuff that's happening in our society today, even the things that tend to question our faith, are you willing to dig deeper? Are you willing to research? Are you willing to ask God afresh? Because
right.
that's what's important for
it
us to be
able is.
To think. And God gave us a brain. He did not create us to be brainless about stuff. And he did not create us not to ask him hard and tough questions. So we need to start with that and stop being led about. Like Malcolm said, you know, we're just running amok. We because we're not thinking.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's happening. And I was going to ask you, is that the perspective you're referring to when you say that we're unconscious? Is that what you're referring to when you tell us to that we need to wake up? Is that the direction you mean that in? Okay.
I do. You know? I think being woke, people say, oh, you know, everybody's talking about being woke. I'm talking about being open-minded. I'm talking about exercising the capacity that you've been given as a free-thinking human being with a brain, that you're able to see things in a different way. And that just means that you're willing to change the lens of how you look at it so that we're not just like sheep being led, but we recognize that we have the ability to ask questions. I have a two-year-old grandson, Silver, and he is the absolute joy of my life right now. But he's two. And at two, he's just asking questions. He's saying no to some stuff. And I remember, you know, in the past, we looked at children like, okay, no, you don't tell me no. I'm kind of looking at it a little bit differently now. Some stuff I want him to question. I want him to be awake and alert to what is happening in his life. But I just believe that as we grow into adulthood, we stop. And we just kind of go with the flow. And we just allow ourselves to just be complacent and lulled into some type of sleep that does not create an innovative, creative, life-altering transformation for us and for those we come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. I think that you of course, are absolutely right. And what I see is that the way things happen in life, which I think that's probably been a misconception on so many fronts, that there is a way to navigate this life much easier. And so when things are happening that require us to step up, level up, move forward, keep it moving and all of that, we tend to just stand back and feel kind of hopeless or helpless. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, okay, I already tried that. I did this. I did that. Why isn't life, reaching a balance or shaking out better for me? And the thing that you have to understand, and I talk about this often, life is what it is, and it's up to us, people like you, me, and all the others in this game who are trying to help people be their best, perform their best, keep moving forward in a positive way. You got to realize that that's just how life does us, and we have to learn how to, again, keep navigating through it, using the skill sets, using the thinking sets that we have all the capability of applying to life. And that is when it doesn't necessarily change the dynamics of how life comes at us, but it definitely changes the dynamics of how we start to approach it and again, navigate our way through it. You know, there, I think people think something's wrong with them, or, you know, something's wrong with my life and all that. Well, maybe there are some things that need to be addressed, but life is coming at us in certain ways, and that's for all of us. Nobody is exempt from that process. You can't duck and dodge and get under a rug and stay there and avoid life. It's going to happen to you, but it does not have to be something that we you know, have to find ourselves just, you know, like a deer with head, what's his headlights, deer with headlights.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go through life that way. We can, you know, learn again these skills, and that's what they really do. That's what they really are until they become second nature. You learn these skill sets, and it's just a really special and rewarding way to know how to do life. So thank you for explaining that. I want to make sure I get to some other points. We still have a few minutes if you still do to talk about it.
Oh, I do. I do.
Okay, great. You mentioned a few minutes ago about the Z circle, and I know I wanted you to talk about your new endeavor, the Z spot. Give us a picture of what's going on with that.
So as the Z circle forms and we have members, I wanted them to have a special place where they could, you know, go, where they could connect with other women, where they could share their talents. And sometimes you just need a space. It's kind of, that's why I said when you were talking about how, you know, what we could find, you know, in Foxology, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, wouldn't we just wish for a spot like that where you could come together with other like-minded people, where you could bring your talents and they could bring their talents and their abilities, and that you could create this space where we could fully kind of utilize and bank on the collective mindsets and talents and abilities that we all bring together. And that it would also be a place where you could rest and recuperate and just chill out with other people who are with you. I experienced that this year when I went to France with a group of women. I didn't know them all, but it was just a wonderful place to connect. And that's what we have. It's located in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. That's the first Z spot. And so we're hoping that maybe this isn't the last Z spot, that there'll be other places that are that crop up all over the country where women can get together and they can build business. I know I've been trying to, you know, build my business over the last 3 years, and I think I would be a lot further along if I could have just said, show me what you know. So that's the beauty of a mastermind, Silver, is that you don't have to pave the entire way by yourself. Someone asked me one time, what was the best means of accomplishing a goal? And, you know, for most of us really hard chargers, we espouse to that good old, you know, put your shoulders to the grindstone and just press in, you know, that kind of methodology. But what I found when I grow the most is when I can connect with somebody who says to me, hey, guess what? I know that way. So rather than you floundering out and finding and getting lost and trying something, here's what worked for me. Hey, try this framework. It works. Now, that doesn't mean you follow completely in someone's footprints, but what it does mean is that you have a clear way to go. And then after you have done some imitation, which is smart, and we all talk about don't imitate anybody. Well, no. If you've already done it, show me what you did. And that'll take off the time I need to try to figure it out. Now when I get there, I can innovate after I imitate, if that makes sense. And that's what we do in the Z Circle. We come together. We work out together there. We have some great exercise equipment that we share, because a lot of people are not able to. I'm a Peloton girl, and so I've got my Peloton bike there, and other people, you know, they can, you know, come and check that out. We are going to eat healthy. We're going to have classes. We're having after-hours events where we can just relax and enjoy life, but we're doing it as a collective.
just like those daughters I talked about.
So did I understand you to say that this is something that you are going to establish in various places? Is it because you will have affiliates?
Absolutely. That we're hoping that as we expand the Z-Circle, that there will be places and other people who want to imitate this model in their location. But that's kind of in the future.
Okay. It sounds wonderful. It sounds absolutely wonderful. And for anybody who is interested right now that wants to follow and watch as you go, are you suggesting that that happen on your social media page?
Absolutely. They can follow me on Facebook, Dr. Stephanie Hampton Cradle. Please email me. I would love to hear from your audience. My email address is Stephanie@chrysaliszone, that's chrysaliszone.com. Our website is www.chrysaliszone.com, or you can check out my personal website at stephaniecradle.com, and cradle is C-R-E-D-L-E.
Okay, I didn't say that because I was getting ready to let you go, Dr. Stephanie.
Oh, okay. I'm not saying enough of you, Dr. Stephanie.
No. I got a couple more things I need to have you share. One of them
is, wonderful.
I know you do a podcast, and we all are enjoying that whole thing so much, especially people who are really bringing the right dynamics that are helping us be more empowered. So why don't you share about that as well?
Oh, I am so excited about this podcast. I have been trying to find the right mix. So, Silva, you know, I appreciate you so much and that you've been doing this for years. But for us new podcasters, just finding that rhythm has been a little tough for me. But I found it this year, and I am super excited about where we're going. So I encourage them to find the Thrive NX podcast. That's the word Thrive and the letters N and X. It stands for Thriving Exponentially, and we believe you can do that in every area of your life. This month, it has been so super that I'm excited about it. This month, August, did you know that this month is Romance Awareness Month?
No, but I like it.
I found out
I like that
this month was Romance Awareness Month. And so our podcasts this month are going to be taking that romance to a different level. My podcast will probably drop tonight, and I'm encouraging people to do three things this month. First of all, romance with God. I mean, I'm not talking about religious practice either. I mean, no. I mean, some intimate, quiet, intense time. And then romance yourself. I'm encouraging my listeners to take 4 hours, just 4 hours this month of intense time with themselves. And I describe that in the podcast as to how I think that ought to go. And then the fourth thing is to, if you're in a romantic relationship, come on, let's up the game this month with, you know, building some really romantic outings and connection. And then finally, my single sisters, we'll be talking this month about manifesting love. And my guest, my podcast guest this month is going to be Jerry Hampton Massey. She is a woman over 50 who had a framework that was designed to know exactly what she wanted in a mate. And within a year, she had met, dated, and married. And I was blown away. I'm thinking, wait a minute. How did this happen? Because we have so many statistical things that say over 50, you know, you might as well not worry about romance after 50. But she just had a process, Silver, for how she did this. And let me tell you one of the things she did. She actually went on the internet and found pictures because, you know, she's an African-American woman. She wants to marry an African-American man, so she called this process manifesting black love. She went on the internet and found pictures of couples doing what she would want to do with her mate. And she found pictures of people walking on the beach. She found pictures of people, you know, playing, reading books together. And she says, which is mind-blowing for me, that she met the person who manifested all these things that she likes to do. Now, I was like, I need this in my life, right? And so I began to apply what Jerry's doing to a lot of other areas. So I've been on the internet finding my own pictures of manifesting black love. If you join the podcast this month, I've got a special gift for a couple of people who, you know, reach out and do what I, get back with me. I've got the journal that Jerry used to journal this entire process for her and her husband. So she's my guest, and she'll be talking about how this happened for her and the fact that anything is possible. So if you're a woman, if you're over 50, and you think, you know, why am I participating in Romance Awareness Month? It's so you can get ready to enjoy that quality relationship that is certainly possible for you too. So that's my August podcast, Silva.
That sounds so wonderful, and I'm so glad that you have a woman at that age and stage sharing, because I do think a lot of people think it's just over, said, and done when they get to a certain age. And when do you stop feeling like you want to love or need love or physical attraction? That doesn't just go away. You might put it away, but it doesn't take much for that to awaken. Yeah. Don't give up on that. I'm sorry. Go on.
I'm sorry. I was interrupting. No, when I was talking to her, I felt my brain shift. And I thought, well, wait a minute. I have kind of given up. And I thought, no, I'm about to raise my expectations.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is.
Are you still there?
It's definitely is. I am. I'm here.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've got some years on her and you. And, you know, it's been a very long time since I was married. But, even at this point in my life, I don't go out trying desperately to seek out a romantic relationship. But as you said a little earlier, my heart is open. My mind is open. I don't believe that it's good for a woman to be alone either. So there's a man out there who needs me, and I need him.
Absolutely.
And so
it doesn't
matter that we're at this age in life. We're gonna do our thing from here for the rest of our lives. That's just the way I see it. My expectation is still great. I don't, as I said, there's no desperation in my desire, but, you know, God said he'd give me the desires of my heart. So that desire is still there, both in emotions and physically and all of that. So I believe it's in the near future as well. So we'll see how that happens. How that works out.
What if love was right around the corner? What if it was? What if you walked out today and love was waiting around the corner? I'm just believing God for great things. Now, the one thing I want to share with people is that Jerry didn't do this the traditional way. And when we start talking about thinking differently, she actually met her husband in a Facebook group. Now, you know, how we feel about that. I can hear the wheels moving in people's, you know, head right now about that. They met online. Now, I'm going to let that settle
in. Yeah, and that's perfectly okay. That, you know, I think there's still cautions we need to exercise in regard to that, but I do think
it's
okay to be open-minded and to see if there is something that can come to a beautiful fruition.
in that regard. I know of many people who that has worked out successfully for. And so don't miss that, because you think that that just may not be an avenue. You know how, you know, you're a grown woman, you know how to check things out. See, and you know
absolutely. And you know how to vet people too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because we're not
and
desperate.
We're
open, like you said.
No, absolutely. And you know what love and respect and, you know, courtesy towards you and, you know, all of that looks like. So, you know, don't pretend like it just because he looks like he got it like you want it. You make sure you get all the checks in there to have it in a way that the person that you're just now talking about, Dr. Stephanie, and she got it right. So that's definitely something that's worth listening to. And when you get that up on your social media, I'll also share that, because I think that's a wonderful approach. It's very, you know, specific and visual, and it's in your heart and spirit. There's no reason it shouldn't manifest in the right way. You know what I want to ask you about? my last question before we wrap, because you're doing so much, and I just don't want to not cover all the areas. You have a book that's called The Trojan Heart that's been a bestseller, and it's Trojan Heart, How to Avoid Damaging Relationships While Staying Open to Healthy Ones, which is kind of, you know, I'm segueing into that from what we were just talking about, because a lot of times, of course, if women, even a lot younger, have already had some real damage done. And it's, you know, damage that keeps them trying to find love in all the wrong places and so many things. We don't want to see the red flags and, you know, because of the, you know, the need, the desperate need to just have somebody up close in your life and all of that. But just speak to a couple of the important points in your book and how you're helping people with it.
Well, I think what I want people to know is that through every experience you have, God has a way of using your experience to help someone else, right, to help you grow. And I've had some pretty damaging relationships in my life. I've had disappointing relationships. And through my research, I discovered why I made some of the relationship mistakes I made. So that whole idea of is how do you avoid that damage? And it's important right now, especially at my age. I mean, I'm a senior citizen here, and I am not trying to mess myself up and then have to recover. You know, recovery at 16 can be a lot different than recovering at 63. I don't need that. I need to go onward and upward in my relationship. And so I wrote Trojan Heart because it was an analogy based on the Trojan horse. And I go through this in the book that that the Trojan horse was a mechanism used by the Greeks to try to breach the city of Troy's defenses. And they used this horse, and it was there's so much meaning in it. I wish we had more time to think about it. But the fact that the horse was made out of the kind of wood that the Trojans considered sacred. So they were drawn to it because it met, you know, one of those deep needs. It was something they revered. And then it was a horse, which, well, they considered horses was a symbol for them. And so a lot of times people will ride into your life like Trojan horses. They will look nice, and they will appeal to what you really desire, that base desire of your heart. And when that happens, we tend to not check things out thoroughly. So for the Trojans, their demise came because they saw this horse and did not recognize the hollowness in it, did not even think that it might have contained something inside that could be harmful to them. And what they did, the enemy made this horse so big that in order for them to get it into their intimate close places, they had to tear down the walls that protected them. What you may not know about the Trojan War was it had been fought for 10 years, and the Greeks could never penetrate their defenses because their walls were too high and they were too massively designed to protect them. And when they saw the horse, they took down the wall and drug that horse in and went to sleep. And while they slept, the army came out from that horse and destroyed them. And I think that's where we mess up so much, is that we don't keep our fences in place. You ought to know what your boundaries are. And you don't take down those boundaries just because someone looks good, smells good, and talks good. You have to keep those boundaries in place, because anyone who is right for you will rightfully respect them. And that's what another type of coaching that I do for people. I want them to be able to identify the stuff in them that says, you know, I'm open and vulnerable to this type of attack. What I found out was that I was dealing with the same type of person over and over again. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is not about them. It's about me. And so we erect boundaries because we know what's right for us. We know what we need to protect. We know what's of value. And I'm very clear that I will protect that value, even though, you know, you may not embrace that same thing. It's, I think it's what we have to do so that we can be whole and healthy. And then when we, you know, because we may have been wounded before, we don't just shut up and act like, you know, we're not going to ever open again. I talk to people, I'm thinking, what if you were an entrepreneur? And what if you had a break-in in your business? Would you just shut your business down? Or would you say, okay, let me figure out how you got in, and let me erect some systems and put some things in place that means that you won't get in that way anymore. But I'm still going to open up. I'm still going to reopen. I won't let what you did to me shut me down, because that would be a travesty that I was never able to fulfill my purpose and my passion for life because you harmed me. And it's not just about romantic relationships, Silver. Sometimes it's about the workplace relationship. Sometimes it's about your spiritual church relationship. Harm happens. And the only way you can totally, you know, shield yourself from hurt is if you absolutely don't open yourself up. And you can't live like that. So what we do, we put in boundaries, we put up our fences, we maintain them, and we surround ourselves with a circle of people that we can use to vet those relationships that we really want to get in, and we really want to have those be a part of our intimate circle. So I encourage everyone, that book is available on Amazon. Get it, and, you know, and use it, and for your own safe, you know, and healthy relationship life.
Well, I'm glad you wrote it, and I, you know, as you were speaking, I was thinking about the number of people that I know who really have a struggle in that area. You know, you get to be a real grown girl and understand a lot of this stuff. You know, you just don't allow any kind of desperation to override your discernment about what you know about people. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of women, though, who and I don't say this as any kind of criticism, because I understand heartstrings and I know the way we want to be loved and want to love. But, you know, if you can at all, just reel yourself in. And as Dr. Stephanie has said, you know, just boundaries, it doesn't mean that you just shut everything down. It just means that you recognize, again, what disrespect looks like. You understand that talking to you in a certain way that's not sweet and loving and kind is unacceptable. You learn those things, and you don't allow yourself to be mismanaged in a relationship that way. You deserve to be treated with the utmost respect and kindness and love. And I know a lot of women haven't had that experience, but it's a real one. And I told somebody recently that's positioning themselves for a new relationship. You know, we have this list of things that we want. But I said, pray for a good person to come into your life, someone who is just a really good person. Because if they're a good person, that means something's been ingrained in them, you know, all their life. You know, this is what they know. This is the kind of person that they are. You're not having to, you know, have to manage so much in their dynamic with you, because they already know
they know what respect looks like. They, you know, you'll see a lot of men who will say, I had all women in my family, and I learned this, and my mother wouldn't dare have me treat a woman like, you know, this or that. So I think it's important that as our heart seeks, we seek for a good person with a good heart, you know, a good spirit to come into our lives.
Right, realizing that you're a good person as well. I mean, you're valuable. And I think that sometimes we really want this person. We see what we want, like that Trojan horse. Oh, my God, that is so awesome. That's so beautiful. That's so handsome. I want it. I want it. I want it. And then we think, I'll do anything to get it. Or maybe I need to dumb myself down to get it. Or maybe I need to lower my standard to get it. Or maybe I shouldn't be as rigid. Maybe they won't like me. Well, then let them go. Because I recognize that when I meet someone, my expectation is they will have boundaries too. And if they don't have any, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to start to wrap. I saw a meme last week in regard to Naomi, the tennis star, and how her boyfriend was supposedly letting her go because she is too needy. And I looked at that meme, and I thought to myself, I even commented on it, which I don't usually do. I said, I don't have any words, and there's not the right emoji to express how I feel about this meme. But I said, Naomi, keep it moving, superstar. You know, it's like, come on, he thinks you're too needy. And what about all the other guys that think you're, you know, it would be wonderful to have you need them. You know, it's just an amazing thing how we see some relationships. I hope her heart wasn't too broken and that she really was able to move on strong.
And that's what it takes, you know, Silver, for I tell people all the time, you know, there's a great book. I'm so sad that I think it's out of print right now. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Ron Elmore, but he wrote a book called No Nonsense Dating. And what he encourages people to do is to tie yourself to an emotional tree for at least 3 months if you're dating someone. I don't care what they do. I don't care how they sound or what they, you know, present to you. They could seem like the second coming. Tie yourself to an emotional tree for 3 months, because what happens is you fall in love and nobody can tell you anything after that point. You know, you don't let them see any of your friends. I can tell just as good when one of my girlfriends is dating somebody because they disappear. No, you have to be emotionally numb for about 3 months. Let them, because anybody can be charming for the interview. That's why people get fired from their jobs. So we want to make sure that you don't go in and just immediately, 2 days after you met them, you think they're the best. No, give their character time to catch up to their confession.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that people will pick up your book and connect with you in the ways that they can through social media and on your website, because I tell you, it's amazing what you have to offer. And this has just been an exciting conversation to have and to be able to share. We have just about 5 minutes. Is there anything else you think you want to share with anybody besides your web page and Facebook connections? Is there anything else you'd like to tell people?
Well, I want to tell people, though, to really just stay hopeful, to open themselves up to the possibility of what if, to, you know, reject absolute, you know, negativity. No matter where you are right now, you are just a few steps away from change and transformation. All it takes is you opening yourself up to the possibility that anything is possible, and then aligning yourself with people. So I want them to look at their circle of influence. Find someone who is moving forward. Connect with someone. I was able to grow because I had a coach. I was able to lose almost 50 pounds because I had a coach. I could not have done it by myself. So you're not an island. All you need to do is to find those kingdom, those powerful connections that will help you grow. And life will shift so much faster than you could have possibly believed. It will blow your mind what connection, what real, you know, just absolute kind of covenant-like connections can do for you. So that's what I really wanted to tell people today, Silver. I want them to be mindful, to be hopeful, and to really be vigilant and just diligent about growth and development.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there were like a gazillion takeaways with that today. I want to thank you for being such an awesome guest. And, you know, don't be surprised if I reach out to you again sometime over the next few months to share, because what you are talking about is so necessary. And people all over need that inspiration to wake up to their own greatness. You're absolutely right. And I appreciate you being so great, lady. You truly are awesome. So I will look forward to connecting with you again one more time. Let's give them the websites you mentioned, and I'm going to wrap up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Silver, I honor you for having me to be on your show today, because I consider you a trailblazer. And trust me, I'm watching and following. If you'd like to reach out to me, please email me, Stephanie, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, at chrysalis.zone.com, chrysalis.zone.com. Our website, www.chrysalis.zone.com, where you can reach out to us if you are an organization hoping to build employee engagement, hoping to build a organization where conflict is transformed. And you can also reach me at stephaniecradle.com, stephaniecradle.com. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be here with you, Silver.
Oh, it was definitely my pleasure. We'll do it again.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day. All right.
You
Talk
too.
To you next time. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And I want to thank all of you for being here with us. Was that just simply amazing? It was. And, gosh, it's a show I'm going to listen to probably a couple of more times, because there was just so much inspiration and so much motivation and fullness in that conversation. So be sure you check out Dr. Stephanie Hampton Cradle. I am going to look forward to talking to you again next week. And I want to remind you, in the meantime, I've got a couple of books that you can check out. One is called What is Faith? And the other is called Stay in the Ring. And they're both on Amazon. If you look them up, make sure you attach my name to those titles, Stay in the Ring and What is Faith? Otherwise, you might end up buying somebody else's books. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Don't let that happen. So check those out. You can also look at my webpage at silverrayfox.com, silverrayfox.com. There's a lot of information there about my background, stuff that I do, and updated articles once a month for your enjoyment and empowerment as well. So, again, I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next week. I'm always going to have something wonderful and somebody wonderful here for you to hear about, and hopefully you will be grasping hold to all of that inspiration and the transformation and the education and all that stuff that can be taking place in your life. So have yourself an amazing, amazing, amazing day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome.